We'll continue with hour number four today from Ellis Air's North location for all of our 1979 Penny Pitch families. Of course, Rob Westerby will pick it up at 2 this afternoon, go till 6 tonight, when Pam Dennis will come in and do her remote broadcast from 6 till 7:50. And then it's Comets time and Penny Pitch night at the Coliseum for all of our families. As WoWo salutes all the WoWo people of Allen County, Indiana.
It's a great place to be.
This is WOWO Fort Wayne, Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting. The time is 1 o'clock.
Good evening. Good afternoon. It's 35 degrees in Fort Wayne. Today's outlook sunny, windy, and much warmer with a high in the upper 40s. I'm Juanita Hayes with the 1 o'clock WOWO News. A major development in the Iranian situation, the deposed Shah of Iran has left the U.S.
Press Secretary Jody Powell announced that the former Shah departed Lackland Air Force Base this morning for Panama, responding to what Powell called a long-standing invitation from the government of Panama. President Carter has expressed to the Panamanian government what Powell called the appreciation of the American people for the humanitarian and statesmanlike attitude of the government of Panama. Powell said doctors examined the former Shah yesterday and concluded that his medical condition does not preclude his taking up new residence in Panama. The Shah entered the United States on October 22nd. Joe Connolly, the White House.
At the same time as the Shah was departing the Lackland Air Force Base, the World Court unanimously called for the immediate release of the American hostages in Iran. About 5,000 people have been evacuated from their homes in Taylor, Michigan. A million-gallon gasoline tank exploded and burst into flames at a refinery there. It's not known when the fire will be out or when the evacuees will be allowed to return home. Employees of the Long Island Railroad are obeying a presidential order to end their week-old strike against the commuter line. Railroad officials hope to have the line back in operation by Monday for 100,000 daily riders. President Carter issued an order last night creating an emergency board to seek a settlement of the pay dispute under the Railway Labor Act. 4th District Congressman Dan Quayle will introduce a bill to save the jobs of Chrysler workers. Quayle's bill provides for loan guarantees for the ailing automaker, but also asks for a full accounting of how Chrysler uses the funds. He says his bill is different from one already offered by Senator Richard Lugar.
My differences with Lugar are, instead of a wage freeze, we set an aggregate. His wage freeze would total about $1.1 billion. What I'm saying is that let's take a figure less than that of $900 million, and you can figure out where the cuts have to come from, that we're not going to freeze salaries, which will necessitate some reorganization and some renegotiation.
The representative says he doesn't believe Chrysler will fail, and he sees a place for Chrysler products. He'll try to get the legislation passed before Christmas recess. Small savers will be able to take advantage of high interest rates under the new rules laid down by the federal finance officials. New 30-month certificates of deposit will be available beginning in January. The new certificate will not require a minimum deposit, and officials hope the new savings device will help thrift institutions lure money away from the popular money market funds and increase the amount of mortgage money available for the housing market. A Ball State University co-ed was killed last night when a car jumped the curb of a sidewalk and struck her. Police identify the victim as 20-year-old Lori King of Frankfort. The driver of the car that struck her, 23-year-old Lester Werner of South Bend, has been arrested on charges of alleged abuse of narcotics. A fire last night in the 1600 block of Chapman Road in Allen County claimed the life of 51-year-old Rosella Johnson. The Allen County FAST team is investigating that incident. WoWo News Time, it's 103.
WoWo's Rob Westerby. The ever-changing world of art is yours at the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, 1202 West Wayne Street. The museum is open afternoons and weekends, Tuesday through Sunday.
Checking WoWo land weather, this afternoon, sunny, windy, and much warmer with a high in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and windy. A chance for a few rain showers changing to snow showers late at night, low in the low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, much colder and windy with a high near 30 degrees, snow showers throughout the day. Tomorrow night, gradual clearing and very cold with lows from 5 to 10 degrees. Monday, mostly sunny but still cold with a high near 30 degrees. Currently in Fort Wayne, the relative humidity 61%. The winds are coming from the southwest at 14 miles an hour. The barometric pressure falling from 30.19. Sunny skies and 35 degrees. Juanita Hayes, WoWo News, and now at 104, it's back to Chris Roberts.
Thank you, Juanita. Appreciate that. Live again from Ellis Air's North location on Coliseum Boulevard for Penny Fitch families. Eric Charman's here. She did it. It's 8 minutes after 1 o'clock in the afternoon with Young Chris in the sunshine, the 15th of December, 1979. We're here for all of our Penny Pitch families, as a matter of fact. And when I say here, I mean Ellis Harris North location on Coliseum Boulevard. A lot of folks here, and we'd like to see you.
Of love, Lord.
Send What You Love from the Secret Life of Plants. That's the name of the album right there. Stevie Wonder at 1190 WoWo Radio. It's 12 minutes after 1 o'clock in my last hour today from Ellis Hare's North location for our Penny Pitch family. This gentleman just came up. We were talking about perfect pitch again off the air as we were earlier today with Janice Pertner. I guess we started that discussion about 10 minutes after 10, somewhere around there, and I was trying to estimate, or guesstimate, I should say, how many people that are professional musicians or have studied music have perfect pitch or absolute pitch, and I guessed 1 in 10, which was apparently absurd, because as the figure came out, it was either 1 in every 15,000 or 1 in every 20,000 that have perfect pitch, and what that is, I'm not really sure of, so I won't go into a long explanation about that. I guess what it is, in short terms, now that I've brought it up, I might as well explain it. Janice, what's your quick explanation for that?
Quick explanation for perfect pitch. It's an ear that is tuned to a specific pitch.
Right.
And cannot handle a variant on it.
Okay, so if somebody goes, the person says, middle C.
Right.
Yeah, okay, or whatever the situation. Yeah. Well, I know that I don't have it, so I guess I guess we'll drop the discussion there. And I also talked with Mr. Perdue, who came up, who I was talking to just as we went into the newscast last hour, and he mentioned he was from Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. You know, I've met so many people that are from the area that I'm from who are now here in WoWo Land enjoying it as much as I am, I'm sure, and who have settled down in this part of the country. And the funny thing is, every time one comes up, I always seem to mention a record you ain't heard in years or something somewhere along the line, and it sticks in their mind. And this gentleman came up to me, and he said, hey, you remember you were talking about the Hello People and a song called Down in Jerusalem? And I said, yeah. And he said, play it on the record you ain't heard in years. I said, I can't do that. You remember it. I remember it. We may be the only two people in WoWo Land. So you call me on the phone or come on over to my place, and I'll play it on my record player, and we'll talk about the good old days. Anyway, so that's what's happening today. We're having a good time, and we have people here at Penny Pitch Barrel from the First American 4-H Theater. And have we changed the guard out there at all, or are they the same? I think we changed one, didn't we? Rhonda Rumpel is still here. So we'll get the other person's name.
To make light work of heavy snow, put away your snow shovel, get the Simplicity Snowbuster 220 at Bremer's Home and Garden Store. The Simplicity 220 2.7 horsepower snow thrower works as easily as a lawnmower. It's lightweight, yet ruggedly built, and it lifts easily to clear porches or landings. And now you save $40 on the Simplicity Snow Thrower 220 at Bremer's Home and Garden Store at 1335 Lincoln Highway East in New Haven. Regularly $299.95, the 220 is now just $259.95.
All 20% off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Fleet Supply. For 3 days only, save 20% off dress coats, work coats, insulated coats, jackets, parkas, corduroy coats, denim coats, and more. Plus, you save 20% off all vests and children's snowmobile suits, too. It's our biggest coat sale of the year. 20% off our everyday low prices. It pays to shop at Fleet Supply at the stoplight across from Industrial Park on the bypass.
It's the grand opening of another Kentucky Fried Chicken store in Fort Wayne at 3204 Paulding Road at the corner of Hessencastle and Paulding. And to celebrate, special newspaper ads are running in the Journal-Gazette on Wednesday, December 12th, and Friday, December 14th, offering terrific savings on finger-licking good Kentucky Fried Chicken with a money-saving coupon. So clip the coupon and visit Fort Wayne's newest Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant, 3204 Paulding Road at the corner of Hessencastle and Paulding, or any of the other participating Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants, and save.
Thank you, Jack. I'll tell you, this place never, ever ceases to amaze me. I know I've said that before today, but I'll say it again. I did that little a minute ago. We're talking about perfect pitch or absolute pitch. And on the intercom line comes Dick McDonald, who says that was actually, what do you say, a middle G or something like that? Above a what? G above middle C? And I said, yeah, I chuckled, and I said, very good. And he said, no, really. And I said, what, do you have perfect pitch? He said, very close. He said, as a matter of fact, when you did it, I ran into the other room, the other studio, checked it on a piano. Is this incredible, huh? Is this crazy?
Hi, this is Sam DeVincent from the Music Department of WoWo. I bring you a happy Christmas greetings from myself and Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers.
Sambo, we have 1 in 15 or 20,000 running our control board back down to the studio right now. Thanks, Mac.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. The special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling.
Christmas down and 19 past 1 of the afternoon with Chris and the Sunshine. Mr. Gordon Lightfoot is here to sing for you from Wo-Wo. Listen.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are met. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her name. She left me now knowing what to do. Every highway slip away on you. Every highway seems better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway let me slip away, slip away on you. Wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Every highway I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway I've seen better days. The morning after blue, my head down to my shoes. Every highway
Lightfoot from 1190. Whoa, whoa, that's Carefree Highway. Let me slip away on you. And whenever I play that song, I always think of the bypass around January or February. That's our Carefree Highway right there. The world's longest parking lot, as many people once said. 23 minutes after 1 o'clock in the afternoon with Chris. Let's check a couple of events here on the Whoa, whoa calendar from Morenci, Michigan. Morenci High School, FFA, will present a micro-mini tractor pull in the high school gym beginning at 8 tonight. Tickets available at the door. From Eden, Ohio, a round and square dance at the Eden Fire Hall from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. Music by the Polka Chips, sponsored by the fire department there. And orientation for persons interested in serving as American Red Cross volunteers will be held tomorrow at 1 p.m. in the chapter offices. That's at 1212 East California Road here in Fort Wayne. For information on Red Cross volunteer opportunities, I have a telephone number here. They can provide that information for you. The phone number is 483-3158. That's 483-3158. Hey, just in time for Christmas, the Luggage Warehouse is repeating their $100,000 luggage and leather goods sales. Save up to 40% on your choice. Over 3,000 pieces of brand-name luggage, gun cases, billfolds, and beautiful leather goods, too. The Luggage Warehouse offers you savings up to 40% on fine, to-me leather suitcases, tote bags, garment bags, and more. Sale hours are weekdays 10 till 8, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday noon till 5 at the Luggage Warehouse, 1619 South Calhoun, one block south of Mike's Car Wash. That's an interesting name, to-me. You could, you know, I just came up with a little advertising slogan for them. Give a to me for Christmas. Huh? Why am I not working on Madison Avenue?
If there's a guy or gal on your gift list who likes jeans, painter pants, sweaters, and other high fashion tops, and you'd like to avoid the shopping mall traffic and high prices, then Glenway Bargain Center is the store for you. Glenway has all the name brand fashion clothes any guy or gal could want, and at discount prices that are 20 to 50% less than you'd pay in most stores. Plus free, easy parking, and fast personal service, too. Remember, there's only one Glenway. The ever-popular Glenway Bargain Center on Coldwater Road across from Airway North.
Deep in space, a brilliant star casts rays of pure gold to the universe, to be spun into delicate threads, formed into perfectly curved spheres, cast into objects so smooth they reflect the light of eons. Sculptures of pure gold falling through space on their way to planet Earth and their final destination, Ross Jewelers. Can we light up your life?
Say tonight at the Common Hockey Game, it's Wovo Penny Pitch Night. The Wovo staff will be there by the big red penny pitch barrel handing out envelopes. Put your contributions in. Bob Sievers, Dugan Fry, Art Salzberg, and Sam DeVincent of Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers will be there to say hi to all the fans. Come on out. Watch the Comets go up against the Flint Generals tonight. Game time is 8 p.m. Let's see here. Also, where's that at? I had it on here someplace. Oh, tomorrow night, the Comets take on the Saginaw Gears, starting at 6:50, with a face-off at 7 o'clock. Hear all the play-by-play action with Mr. Bob Chase, radio ringside tomorrow night. And there was something else I wanted to tell you about. Oh, the next Indiana University basketball game will be happening Tuesday night as the Hurrying Hoosiers take on the Toledo Rockets in Indianapolis. Now, play-by-play action with Don Fisher, courtside, starting at 7:45.
Well, weekend and we're out there with you. Gonna have a good time no matter what we do. Whoa, has a plan to show you the way. Gonna make it happen with the songs we play. Whoa, weekend with you. W-O-W-O. Whoa, weekend with you. W-O-W-O.
WWR.
Yellow is a brand new song here. It is called The Last Train to London. Listen. Last Train to London. It's a great place to be. 1:31 in the afternoon with young Chris for all of our 1979 Penny Pitch families. We're developing a crowd here. Look, it's Rob Westerby walked into the remote site here just a few minutes ago, and the crowd formed. That's right, the crowd formed. Really? That's true. Shining Star, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, yeah. was that Joe Walsh sound of that guitar right there, the Long Run Eagles from 1190. Whoa, I remember Joe Walsh back in his obscure days back home around Cleveland. Used to play with a group called the Measles back then, a long time ago. And, of course, the James Gang, things began to look up for Mr. Joe Walsh. Yeah, they still are, and I'm happy to hear that, too. It's 22 now before 2 o'clock in the afternoon with young Chris. Welcome aboard our Penny Pitch broadcast for 1979 from Ellisair's North Store. Rob Westby has invaded the territory. I'm not sure where he's sitting now, but he's someplace in the mall or in Air Store, and he'll be on at 2:05 this afternoon. Janice Furtner is here from IU Purdue. She's our on-location producer. Janice sings opera, as a matter of fact. And Janice also works normally in the morning when the Jack Underwood show is on the air, or this coming week when we're on the air from I&M, when Bob Sievers get a chance to be with us on remote. Janice will work producing his show from the I&M office building, beginning bright and early, and I mean bright and early, Monday morning. But I'm not going to let you get away, since this is my last hour here from Ayers, and I don't know whether you and I will work together again on the remote, perhaps a week from today. I'm not really sure. But you mentioned to me that you do a little teaching as far as singing is concerned.
That's
and
right.
It's always amazed me that not everyone that has a good speaking voice is a good singer. On the other hand, not everyone who is a good singer necessarily has a good speaking voice.
That's quite true.
Why is that? I don't know either.
I don't know.
It's almost inexplicable, I suppose.
Yeah.
But how do you teach somebody to sing? Could you teach me, for example? I mean, I don't... you know the old saying, you can't carry a tune in a bathtub, right? I don't think I can. I mean, I'm close, but not close enough. There's no cigar there, you know what I mean?
Can you match a pitch?
I suppose so.
If somebody plays something.
Let me hear something.
Please.
I guess not. No, I got headphones on, and that's not
okay.
Fair, you know? But is that how you teach? You start off with the matching of the pitch?
Just to see where...
how much work you need in that area.
Right. And then basically you start... on how to breathe, which is basically the same with speaking.
Am I breathing properly, though? Because, you see, no one ever taught me to do what I do. There are schools that do that, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I learned how to type myself, and I mean, that's atrocious, but I can still do 40, 50, 60 words a minute. 80 if I don't do the small case letters. You know, if I do the caps, I can do 80 words. I can make typewriter smoke, so can I Salzburg. But it's two fingers, you know, and we can go along pretty well with that. But I don't know, you know, no one ever taught me to do this, so I don't know if I'm doing it properly or not. Not that I'm going to change now. but you breathe, they always say breathe from the diaphragm.
Yeah,
where's that at?
The diaphragmaceous breathing.
What?
Diaphragmaceous breathing. That's fun.
Uh-huh.
That's a muscle which is underneath the lungs.
I see.
And what it does basically is support and control the breath so that you can maintain a long phrase or a long sentence for.
I guess I can do that. I can maintain the long sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So I must be doing that, I suppose, huh?
I suppose so.
And I don't even know it.
There you go.
Well,
see? Unnatural.
It's just a moment from here to start a minute.
It's true. Any second.
All I have to do is work on matching the pitch.
Right.
I'm all set. Thanks, Janice.
Get ready for the lowest prices and greatest buys you've ever seen on audio and electronic equipment at Fort Wayne Electronics.
I don't believe it. Prove it to me.
How about 20% below green sheet sale price?
Green sheet prices are always the lowest.
And now, all hi-fi equipment is 20% lower, like Pioneer KP4000 AM/FM stereo in dash cassette. Lists at nearly $200. Green sheet price is $146, and now it's $116.
I don't believe it.
And all Advent speakers are 20% below the green sheet price.
Advent speakers are never on sale.
Believe now, 20% below green sheet sale price on everything in both Fort Wayne Electronics stores. Now till Christmas.
Fort Wayne Electronics, really low.
See it to believe it. Glenbrook and 3606 East Maumee.
Make your Christmas sparkle with a gift from O.G. Wilson. You can make it a sparkling Christmas for a loved one with an O.G. Wilson diamond, like their elegant diamond earrings, set in shimmering 14-karat gold for the fashion-conscious woman. There are many different styles to choose from in a wide range of prices, and a diamond makes you a pretty special Santa. Fabulous gifts at fantastic prices, and they're all for you and yours right now at O.G. Wilson, Glenbrook Center in Southtown Mall in Fort Wayne.
Give the gift that shows how much you care, a personalized jacket, T-shirt, or cap. from the Classic Company in Northcrest. The Classic Company is one of the largest pro shops in the Midwest area. They have over 50 styles of bowling balls in stock from such well-known names as Brunswick, AMF, Columbia, and Ebonite. Bowling shoes are holiday priced as low as $7. For the bowling enthusiast on your list, give a matched ensemble of bowling ball, shoes, and bag from the Classic Company in the Northcrest Shopping Center. Shop 10 till 8, Wednesday and Friday, 10 till 6 other days.
I'll tell you, either we're doing something terribly interesting here, Janice. Hi, how are you? That's Janice Furtner. Janice Furtner from IU Purdue. Either we're doing something terribly interesting here, or the mall is so crowded that people can't move away from the window. I'm not sure which it is.
W-O, W-O.
More than a ripple, less than a splash, the heir to a long line of glory. Give me the morning, and I'll give you a song. So good being part of the story. This moment in time, this right time of day. Oh, I loved being with you and watching my life at play. Have touches of blues and greens. This trip into time, this timeless embrace. If I could kiss in a storm, I'll always want more to taste.
Like him, how long do you expect that would take?
More than one lesson.
Two, three, maybe?
Maybe three.
By next weekend?
Close.
Real close.
Real close.
Engelbert Humperdinck from 1190, 147 in the afternoon. Beach Boys.
He's the man with all the toys. Someone found the lightest house late one night.
Beach Boys from 1190 WoWo Radio. Someplace. Oh, I do have a weather forecast right here. Whoops, I'm sorry. I knocked over the Spangled Sprinkles. Genesis now sticking the Spangled Sprinkles stickers on the Spangled Sprinkles. What was that we came up with earlier? There was a line there someplace, but we'll think about it later. It was funny, as I remember. We thought, gee, we should use that on the air. But it's slipped both of our minds. That's why they provide all this paper here. We should write these things down, then we can go back to them again. Earl says, for the remainder of this afternoon, sunny, windy, and much warmer. Upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, windy, a chance for rain and snow. Lows in the low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, much colder and windy. Highs near 30. Snow showers through today, tomorrow. Tomorrow night, gradually clearing. Very, very cold, though, with lows of 5 to 10 degrees above zero. Then for Monday, mostly sunny, but still cold and a high near 30 degrees. We're in the 30s outside. We have sunshine downtown.
Tired of shoveling what seems like tons of snow every winter? Well, this winter won't have to be rough when you get your hands on a Simplicity Snowbuster snow thrower. Get your 5, 7, or 8 horsepower Simplicity snow thrower at Bremer's Home and Garden Store, 1335 Lincoln Highway East, New Haven. And with any purchase of a rugged 2-stage Simplicity snowbuster, you'll get a $99.95 electric starter absolutely free. Stop by Bremer's Home and Garden Store and save nearly $100. The Snowbuster is a dependable, polar-proven snow thrower for fast starts and snowbusting power on your walks or your driveway. When you want dependability, look for Simplicity. Remember, you won't have to look far. Bremer's Home and Garden Store has the durable 5, 7, and 8 horsepower Simplicity Snowbusters. That's Bremer's Home and Garden Store, 1335 Lincoln Highway East, New Haven. A Simplicity snow thrower would make a great Christmas gift, too.
If you're freezing and a-sneezing and always cold as a bear, don't despair in what you wear, because Fleet Supply's got coats to spare. That's right. For 3 days, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save 20% off Fleet's entire inventory of new winter coats. Choose from men's coats, women's coats, children's coats, for work, dress, or play. All at 20% off, along with Wrangler and Carhartt vests, plus a great selection of children's snowmobile suits. But hurry, sale ends Sunday at Fleet Supply, the only place to buy at the stoplight across from Industrial Park on the bypass.
Just a reminder from 1190 WoWo, in the window of the music shop at 211 West Wayne Street, you can see a rare display of sheet music for Christmas dating back 150 years. Also, there's a beautiful lithograph depicting Santa Claus' first appearance on sheet music, and that was back in 1846. It's on display now through Christmas, courtesy of WoWo and the Sam DeVinson Sheet Music Collection. From 1190 at 8 before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Ladies' Night is cool in the gang.
Oh yeah, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, it's a lady's night, and the feeling's right.
With young Chris, it's coming up on 5 before 2, and I've got the Beatles here.
Hey, bye-bye, right?
John, Paul, George, and Ringo of 1966 Summertime Paperback Writer. The other side of that was always a good song, too. Rain was on the other side of that. Do you remember that particular cut?
Huh?
Rain
were
from the Beatles?
Were
in the rain. Do you remember that?
Oh,
the part of it was
one.
The backwards
oh,
at the
yeah.
end. You know, another one of my favorite obscure... I'm talking with Rob Westerby here. Well, another one of my favorite obscure Beatles
songs. Yeah.
Another one of my favorite obscure Beatles songs was Yes, It Is. You remember that? If You Wear Red Tonight. Do you remember that at all?
No.
Oh, come on. You can't honestly tell me that you haven't heard at least every Beatles song ever recorded once. Or more than once.
No, really I haven't. I go through record stores and I take a look at their older albums and some of the cuts I just don't recognize at all.
Is that
I
right?
I feel sort of ashamed that I
well,
like that.
I run into people from time to time who said, no, I never liked the Beatles until Sgt. Pepper came along.
Well, that's the way I was.
Yeah.
But now I just love the pre-Sgt. Pepper Beatles and the post-Sgt. Pepper Beatles. I'm a little dubious about the post-Beatle Beatles.
Don't feel bad. I'm still wearing white socks. Rob Westerby will take over here at 2:05 this afternoon. Thank you to Ken Moore and to Janice Furtner and also Dick McDonald, who's back on our board right now. Janice, we will see you down at I&M, I take it? Huh?
No.
Okay. Huh? Bright and early, I know, with Bob Seavers Monday morning on Berry Street. Thanks also to the folks from the First American 4-H Theater. They'll be here all afternoon long and doing a fine job for us. We appreciate that. Who else do I have to thank? Somebody else real quick, and I can't think of who the heck it is. Oh, I know, the hospitality of the people here at Ellis Airs. We will continue our broadcast from Ellis Airs North location tomorrow through the Ron Gregory Show, and then we'll pick everything up, move it down to I&M's office building on Monday. And I'll see you there bright and early for me, Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Have a safe weekend. People of South Whitley, Indiana.
It's a great place to be.
This is WOWO Fort Wayne Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting. The time is 2 o'clock.
Good afternoon. It's 37 degrees in Fort Wayne. Today's outlook sunny, windy, much warmer, with a high in the upper 40s. I'm Juanita Hayes with the 2 o'clock WOWO News. The White House says the deposed Shah of Iran left Texas today and has arrived in Panama to take up residence there.